Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. I'm Kathy. Welcome to
Hi,
the Live Cafe. And we are coming in live today with the 2020 buzzword, manifest. And I'm so excited about today's show because I have recently really started diving into this subject, and I feel like you, Carrie, have been ahead of the subject. Agreed? You're a little more manifest savvy than I.
Thank you. And, well, you go. I mean, like, we are where we're supposed to be, right? And we can always
right.
be, it's a work in progress for sure. For sure.
So the thing about manifest being a buzzword is that, you know, like every year there's kind of these words that are out there that get overused. Like I remember last year we talked about authentic being overused, you know, alignment overused. So manifest has really been coming to the forefront this year, and it is the buzzword because people are actually waking up to the fact that you can create the life you desire, not because I think it's a fad. And I know this because for me, personally, I started Gabrielle Bernstein's 21-Day Manifestation on January 1st. It's January 15th. And not only did I manifest one of my top things, I am completely changed. And I think I touched on this a little bit last week. I'm completely changing my emotional state. And manifestation would be the fact that we can manifest whatever we want. It's about those feelings and emotional, and that's a part of how you manifest is first getting your emotional state in line. So I've learned that this last 14 days.
Which is so awesome. And, you know, just to talk about a little bit about what we're ready for, you know, I had the intense honor of getting to hang out with Abraham on Saturday. On 1-1-1, you know, and I and my numbers are 11-11, and so I was like, when I saw the date come up of January 11th, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not missing this one. And she really talks about how when you're ready, like the universe will like literally bring you a silver platter and serve it up to you about what you're ready for. And so also collectively as a universe, I guess, as a world, we are, because we're all kind of jumping on this manifestation bandwagon and starting to really understand how vibration works and how manifestation works and the fact that we really can do this. Like we really can change our world and that we are we create what's happening. That because we are like there, it's like, what is it in numbers? It's like, what's that saying? Like something in numbers, it's like power in numbers or something like that. So we, as the power of numbers, we are making that vibration so much more strong that's kind of, we're bringing it more to the forefront. So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Universally
so for
is
those,
what's happening.
Yeah. For those of you listening that might not be, you know, I mean, I'm sure all the people that listen to us really have dived into this conversation quite a bit, but I just think for manifesting, here's like the clearest little way to manifest. This is a simple definition. For, you know, so the definition actually on Wikipedia is that which we intend has already been created by thought and has been visualized at least in some rudimentary form. It means to make clear or evident to the eye or the understanding, show plainly. Basically meaning you see it, you feel it, you know. So here's what they say. You get clear on what you want. You ask the universe. You ask the universe for what you want once a day because that makes your request clearer and clearer. And then you work toward your goal. You trust the process. You receive and acknowledge what you get. You keep your vibration high and you clear your resistance. And that's some of the stuff that I have been learning, like even what does it mean to resist, you know? But it starts first with feelings. how you feel.
Well,
feeling the manifestation
actually,
already here.
Yes. I was going to say it starts, but it also ends with that because, like, that's it. In a nutshell, it's like you just need to feel what it would feel like in order to have success in your manifestation. And then everything comes to you, you know, like you bring everything, like whatever you vibrate at, it comes to you.
Yeah. So that was like one of Gabby Bernstein's things, as she said, you know, the universe responds. Remember, she says that the universe responds to your energy. So cultivating the feeling of what you want strengthens your faith and hope. And then you feel good, and that makes you a magnet for your desires, right? So you really just have to remember that that is like the key. And how do you feel something that's not already there? So you, honestly, I'll tell you how I do it. I literally can just close my eyes and take a quiet meditation moment and find a way to feel and envision that scenario playing out, however it is that I want it to go. And then I smile and I feel the feelings, and it almost sometimes it's like it just happened. So it makes it extremely easy to feel what you're going to happen. And then once you feel what's going to happen, it's like you lived it, and then the universe brings it to you. So that's one way. And one of the other things that Gabrielle Bernstein taught me was that when our thoughts get all crazy in our head and we start overthinking and over anxiety and also just having like problems that overshadow us being able to feel great things.
Right, like self-doubt or something?
Well, yeah, just all about like that. And so what she had us doing was she said, okay, every time that thought came into my head that was negative, I would say out loud or to myself, I choose to see peace instead of this. And so for a whole day, I just, every time I noticed a negative thought, a negative person, a negative scenario, you know, it could have been anything. There was no particular, but you noticed it. And then I would say, Kathy, I choose to see peace instead of this. And once you do that, it just like bounces you into this peaceful state of living, which allows you to have those good feelings, which allows you to be a magnet to what's good out there. It's crazy.
And it's fun too, right? Like it's like Abraham always says, like, there's nothing serious going on here. You know, it's like, you just have to, you like having fun with it, I think is also part of it. And then the other thing is, you know, to believe, like we have to believe in our dreams and believe in what we want. And that, and there's like a dynamic of, there's like a dance, right? It's like just what you were saying. There's a dance between believing what it is that you want and that self-doubt talk. So you really have to stay in that state of believing. You know, Abraham
so
talks about, I'm sorry, were you going to say something? Huh?
I just said that's so difficult sometimes to stay there. It's so
I know.
Sometimes.
Right. So what Abraham talks about is like that, you know, self-doubt or whatever. It's like you talk about what it is that you want, and then whenever, or you write about it, or you're, you know, however you are going to verbalize it. And then the moment that you say something that kind of takes you out of that moment, then you know you've kind of gone too far for that day or for that moment. In other words, like if you say, you know, like I want $1 million, or I, you know, it's like if you just go like, well, that's just never going to happen, it's like, okay, well, you've gone too far. So you go general. And so it's like, and the bottom line, or the grand scheme of this whole story is that the only reason why we want stuff is because we think we're going to feel better when we get it. So the trick is feel better, and then it'll come, right? It's completely the opposite of what we think. We think if I get this money, I'll feel better, and then all will be good. But instead, find a way to feel better in the contrast, And then your vibration will rise, and then the universe will bring you what it is that you want up at that level. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, am I explaining 100%. It correctly? Like,
I 100% so, get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when another trick to when, if you feel wonky, if you will, when you're, you know, man, like thinking about things and things just don't make you feel good, then you just like, if you've gone too far, then just start you and you go general, you know, it's like, I love the feeling of freedom. I love the feeling of, you know, being able to do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it, kind of thing, you know, instead of getting like super specific. And then if that is a little bit challenging at times, then just go to a place that makes you feel good. Like for me, whenever I get funky, it's like, you know, I go to Hawaii immediately. Like I am in the lobby of the Grand Wailea Hotel, picking out my lei for the morning and putting it on and, you know, walking outside and choosing whether I go left or right for my walk, like in my mind, because I did that so many times when we were there. It's like that there's, for me, there's nothing better. Like Hawaii is just my place. And even that like fantasy, if you will, allows my vibration to rise. And then that's like my jumping off point. So I can like, okay, great. Like now I'm at the beach. It's like that good feeling thought. It's like, okay, like let's keep going, you know? So it's all about the feeling. It really is all about the feeling.
No, it is. And so the resistance part, so you get the feelings and of course you're like giddy with like, oh my God, this is so fun. I just went to Hawaii or, you know, whatever I did in my mind. And you can really muster up, especially if you're in tune with meditation, you're more in tune with what, you know, an energetic level of living rather than in the physical. And I don't mean that woo-woo. I just mean that that's what happens when you meditate. You get to a higher plane. And so you're up there and you're feeling that and it's awesome. And then you go out in the real world and you're hit with all this resistance and reality and, you know, just things that can block that. Or you go to a place of fear and you're like, I don't deserve this. I shouldn't have this. I'm not this, I'm not her, I'm not him, I can't provide this, you know, like you go through all these things. And so that's resistance to what you really want. So when you're in resistance, you have to let go. And that is the hardest thing for people, and I've been studying this, that is the hardest thing for people to do. So one of the things that Gabby Bernstein gives us is the simple breath technique. And she basically just says you breathe in for 5 seconds, you hold your breath for 5 seconds, and you release for 5 seconds. So a 15-second moment of breath can actually bring you out of those thoughts and back into what's true for you. And I know for sure that this works because I've been doing it this last, like I've really dove into her practice every day, and everything she gives me every day I live, kind of how I wrote my book. Like I just lived it because I guess I'm that person who learns by practical, you know, doing hands on. So the breathing thing, because once you take yourself out of those fear-based thoughts or those insecure thoughts or those thoughts that are just making you not feel good, the breath kind of stops them in their tracks, and then you can go, oh, no, but I really like that feeling, you know, and so you, mm-hmm. and then move on. And then letting go is literally just moving on. It's knowing what you want, telling the universe this is exactly how I want it, this is what I want to show up, and then moving out of the way. So resistance would be if I had to push a box out of the way.
That's a good picture. Yeah.
Yeah, and then this other girl, one of the ladies in the group, and I hope it's okay for me to share. I'm not trying to give away Gabby's farm, but one of the things she said about it is that when you let it go and you stop looking for it, you are basically – you have to let it go and stop looking at it because otherwise you're causing resistance. This is what she said. Someone said it best. When you order a package from Amazon, you know it's going to come within the 4 to 5 business days and you don't question it. But if you call Amazon every day, 5 times a day, asking if it's coming yet, it doesn't make it come any faster. Keep your first sign that you wanted and you will get. Just let go of the outcome. And I totally relate to that, right? You're like, yeah, you just get out of the way. Package is coming. If this thing is coming my way and there's nothing or no one that's going to stop me from experiencing what I need to experience in order for my life to be happy. But it's not even about being happy. It's just about being in the flow. And when you're in the flow of life and you're letting the universe, you know, you're asking and receiving and asking and receiving, and you're in that flow, things just flow. Your health is better. You look better. You're happier. You deal with people better. Your boundaries are stronger. Like, there's so many things that come from living in the flow of the universe and not being in its way when it's providing things to you or experiences to you. Or, you know, even the negative experiences come into our life to help us get to a higher place of living, right? So sometimes you have to have that. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Because when you know what you don't want, it allows you to know what you do want. Like, no truer words have ever been spoken. You know, it's like Abraham says that all the time. When you know what you do want, you don't want, you're launching a rocket to the universe that tells you what you do want. So, embrace that contrast, because, like, just go, wow, like, thank you so much. Like, I'm so glad that I know what I don't want, because now the universe and I know what I do want, which is also not easy at times.
And then let's finish the circle. When you know what you want and you live in the feeling of having that, and it's just the feeling, like, sometimes I can literally feel like if there's a person I want to be around, I can literally bring them into my field, and not even from a way of like crazy, but just like, you know what? I know that I could feel their energy, even if they're not here. Does that make sense? Like, I just know
it. Yeah.
And you kind of just, like, know, you get a feeling in your stomach, or you get this, like, feeling of, like, warmth, and you're like, that's them, you know, whoever I'm thinking about or whatever. And it's just so real in the moment that it didn't even really matter if they were in the room or not, because I had the feeling that they were. Does that make sense? Even somebody who's passed over, like, it's just the way you can, you know, especially if they've passed over, because that's a whole other show. But, you know, I totally believe that. And I one of my friends was laid to rest yesterday. Yesterday was such an odd day for me. I loved it though.
What?
He passed away. Shout out Randy. He was one of my friends for 20 years. He used to help me with my ranch when I was living there by myself. And he would be like the firewood guy. And he had like a little trailer he lived up, kind of a caretaker, you know. But he was only about 68 years old, maybe, and he has pancreatic cancer, and the final one just took him out. So I was in the room, and everybody had left, and they did, like, the whole body thing, and I'm, like, so, I walked in, and I was, like, so energetically overloaded from that. But I was like, oh, no, Kathy, his spirit's here, so there's nobody in here right now, say your piece. And I was really able, and I had seen him a week before when he was alive, so I was able to say some things then, you know, which is so important to me and my theory of life. So, but it was interesting because I was like telling him and thanking him for reminding him of a certain situation I'd never forget. And I was like, it didn't matter that was just a shell, because I knew his spirit was there. So all I'm saying is that we can energetically feel whatever we want, you know, and make it whatever we want.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't know that he passed.
Well, you know, I've been busy. I haven't been around. Okay, back to manifestation, but I think it's all part of it.
Okay.
The other thing of manifestation that was really key, and this, you know, came into us a long time ago, but reinforced by Gabby's program, and that's the appreciation part. And how when you appreciate what you have, and you make a concerted effort to either write those down, speak them out loud, of what appreciating, you know, like, I'm so grateful for this radio show. I'm so grateful for our listeners. We've talked about making gratitude always a part of our show. We always go off. But what happens is whenever you appreciate, you create more of. So it's like you get into like a vibrational alignment with your true nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have like, you're right there in alignment when you're appreciating my computer in front of me, and then, you know, I'm able to do the show, and I'm able to touch people, and then those people are able to go out and touch people. And so, like, it's just so, appreciation is key in this manifestation process. I just want people to remember that.
Yes. like 100%. And I'm trying to think of the right words that Abraham says about appreciation versus gratitude. It's like gratitude is like you, oh God, I got like overcame something or something. I can't remember, but it's like appreciation is just more pure than gratitude. Because it's like, I guess like you're just, do you know what I mean? Like I gotta, there's a thing about it that she says, and I can't think about it right now. I mean, I can't, it doesn't come to me, but yeah, it's out of my grasp. But.
All right, so the other thing I want to share, you know, because I always have to have both sides of the coin here. And so what keeps your vibrations low? Okay. So I found this thing on the internet, and it's like, so it says here, in order to raise your vibration, it's important to understand that your natural vibration is the high vibration of love. And if you were to let go of everything that keeps your vibration suppressed, your energetic frequency would effortlessly rise up, sort of like releasing a cork that is held under the water. So the major causes of low vibration, fear of survival or worrying about the future, shame about the past or holding on to the past in some way, limiting or false beliefs like scarcity, powerlessness, or victimhood, criticism, self-judgment of yourself or criticizing and judging others, feelings of unworthiness, negative thinking, and not trusting yourself or the universe. The most common issue that keeps vibration low is focusing on what we do not want, consciously and unconsciously, imagining negative outcomes, undesirable experiences, and this will include your past, present, and future. This was written by a lady named Nanice Ellis. And I was like, oh my God, like if you just take those major causes out, and every time you have that thought, you say, I choose peace instead of this, I swear to you, anybody listening, your life is going to change. You are going to get in a higher vibration, and you are going to start attracting the things that really are meant to come forward for you to live your best life. Like I believe that with every cell of my body.
Now, when you say choose peace, does that mean like peace, calm? Or did like, what is, you know, like,
yes,
like in my mind,
calm.
I was
like,
if,
in other words, if you're in that low vibrational state, right? You're like in the state of like feeling shame. Well, I mean, you know, I've felt a lot of shame in the last year and a half, you know, a lot more than I really had realized I would feel just for choices I made and people I had to face. And, you know, shame and humiliation kind of go together. So I had a lot of that. And that was holding me back into my past, you know, because the new me isn't ashamed of anything or any way that I acted. I have to accept that these things happened to me in my life and move forward. So I'm saying is that I have, just because of that one thing, I was in a lower vibration. And as soon as I was able to move through that and just accept myself for what I've done and accept myself for what my future could be without that shame, you know what I mean? Like it's just, you kind of, I'm in a higher vibration. So I just think that
right.
If you just take those six or seven things, like being critical of yourself or others, feeling like you're not worthy of having the greatest love or all the money that's out there or the best job and the best boss and the best partner and children who love you around you and, like, you know, drive a nice car if that's what you want. Like, but when you start thinking, I deserve that. That is what I'm going to do to be happy every day. Like, it just comes to you because you've gotten rid of all this negative thinking and not trusting the universe is going to provide what you want. Like, I know I'm ranting, but it's just coming out. Sorry.
Go, girl. No. But it's true. Get on that soapbox.
No, I agree. And
but
so,
it is true.
Anyway.
I think we should post that on our Facebook page,
I will post that. Yeah,
could you post
that?
That would be lovely.
Yeah, go to the Best Life Cafe on Facebook. I have been taking a little social media break, except for posting about the show today. I felt the need to pull back for a moment. So if you don't see my social media, it's also because I am so extremely busy with my business that if I get on Facebook or Instagram, it's over. You know, because I just love it
right.
so much.
We go down the rabbit hole of
yeah, it's kind
of
like
that
champagne. I shouldn't drink for a little while. But right. Anyway, okay, so we're moving into the tail end here, and I did want to share something that I found. Also, you know, I'm an internet girl, so I found all this all on the internet. I don't like to claim anything that's not mine. This is was posted by Alex Miles, AlexMyles. And side note, shout out Garrett Jackson. Happy birthday. It's his birthday today. Facebook sent me a message. I know, and I love him. So I just wanted to say happy birthday on air to Garrett Jackson. If you don't know him, check him out. He's an amazing angel card reader, healer, and he's awesome. So we've had him on the show.
Happy
before.
Birthday, Garrett. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing a shamanistic program as well. So you should check that out.
Yeah, so check him out. He's really cool, and we wish him a happiest birthday. So on we had Terry Sires on the show last year, and we talked a lot about energy, and you can go back and listen to that podcast. But one of the things that ran across my screen was this energy shift that happened on January 12th, which is 3 days ago, and I know for sure I felt it. This is an extremely rare and intense astronomical event, Saturn conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. And, you know, for me, that's like reading French because I'm not that girl. But what they wrote underneath it, it says, the last time that these two powerful karmic repercussion planets aligned in this constellation was over 500 years ago. This Saturn and Pluto phenomenon will trigger a magnificent collective shift. They last connected in Libra in November 1982, and now that synodic cycle has completed, a new one begins with a brand new theme running through it. Old energy is ending. 38 years of karmic energy has closed, and deeds will now be repaid. Those who have been spreading light in the world will be rewarded with a transformational rebirth, while negativity will now disintegrate. This is the greatest karmic reset and repay all we will ever witness. I was like, made the sign of the cross. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
That
because
is just
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like, bring on my good karma. Like, I feel like I have been repaying for every bad deed I've ever done in my whole entire life since I was 1 year old to anybody in the last 2 years, and I'm good to be out of that and my good karma. Like, okay, pay up. Woo! Oh, I just made that last payment. We're good.
We are good. Yeah. And when did that happen? When did that start?
January. So that was January 12th, which was right after the lunar eclipse on the 11th. When that, you know, when the full moon and the lunar eclipse happened, the 10th and the 11th, and then the 12th, these planets lined up. And if we didn't have fog in the sky, you could see the way these planets are lined up in the sky. And it was 500 years ago that it happened. And so, you know, it's a way of phenomenon thinking because, you know, is it all about the planet? Is it all about alignment with that? Is that energy affected by it? And that's a whole, you know, you have to believe in that to understand what that just meant. You know, when I believe in it, I
right,
just not
right.
on the astrological parts of the stars and stuff. But I love it and I'm fascinated by it and I follow it and I'm like, yep, I believe it. Okay, so anyways, that's about all we have for today, you guys. Thank you, Carrie. If there's any burning desires you have left to add.
I just want all of our listeners to like go live their best life and trust and just believe everyone. I want everyone to believe that they deserve to have the best of everything because believing is so important. Like just believe, you know, thank you, Disney. Thank you. Just believe.
Hey, believing is seeing.
Yeah.
Right? Seeing is believing. Believing is seeing. So if you believe it, you will see it. And I know, like after my last 24 hours, then you know, I'm not going to say on the radio, but I mean, when I manifested something that the universe absolutely made happen, I was like, oh my God, how could this even be real? So it just made me happy because it was like that little piece of information where you're like, you can do this. You can manifest whatever you want. Think big.
Yep.
Think big.
Yes.
Think big.
Tell them about
right.
our guest next week. Tell everybody about our guest next week and then we're out.
Kylie Kwan is our guest next week. She is a meditation teacher. She is a light healer. She is a sound meditation. She's a coach. She's one of my most amazing friends that I met at 1440 in July of 2017. We remained close. She's starting to build an amazing business in Colorado. And so she's going to come on. We're going to talk about meditation and how to get there and what the benefits are, and hopefully have her do a little synopsis. So you guys might have to pull your cars over. But yeah, that's our next Wednesday.
Yay.
And then we'll
excited.
Be back in the next week with Manifestation Part 2. So check back in. We've got more exciting stuff for you. Have a great day, everybody.
Love you guys. Aloha.
Bye, Karen.